Acts chapter 4, beginning in verse 13. Won't be long tonight. We'll share with you what God's laid upon our heart. Goes right along with what's happening here. Acts chapter 4, beginning in verse 13. Now you got to remember, Acts 3 and 4 go together. Acts chapter 3 is that famous passage of scripture where they saw the man laying at the gate, and Peter and John said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ, get up." And he did. And as our dear friend Ed Ballou, God rest his soul, once said, "How's your leaper working?" He went and leaped and praised God for what he had done. And like in Jesus' time, they were the same right now. The religious leaders questioned and scoffed what was going on. And so they questioned Peter and John. And in verse 13, it says, "Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled, and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. And beholding the man which was healed standing with them, they could say nothing against it. But when they had commanded them to go aside out of the council, they conferred among themselves, saying, 'What shall we do to these men? For that indeed a notable miracle hath been done by them is manifest to all them that dwell in Jerusalem, and we cannot deny it. But that it spread no further among the people, let us straightly threaten them that they speak henceforth to no man in this name.' And they called them and commanded them not to speak at all, nor teach in the name of Jesus." Sounds kind of familiar, doesn't it? "But Peter and John answered and said unto them, 'Whether it be right in the sight of God to hearken unto you more than unto God, judge ye. For we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard.'" Just for a few moments, I'm preaching on this. I've got the can't help it. You ever met anybody that's got the can't help it? Not, I'm talking even outside of church. Just antsy all the time. They just got to do something. I got a dad over there just like that. Got the can't help it. But I'm talking about in the house of God. And Dad spoke about our heritage. And what I see here tonight, I've seen my entire life. And I thank God for that. And you have too. A lot of you have too. You were raised that way. The freedom of worship and the liberty of worship. And there are some folks I remember growing up as a kid. You can feel it before you hear it. You know, you can look around and see that it's building up on the inside. I tell you, one was Guy Queen's mother, Bernice. Yes, you could see it welling up on the inside. And before too long, she would be shouting and praising God like nobody else. And when Guy gets in the Spirit and the Spirit comes on him, he sounds just like his mother. No offense, Guy. That's not an offense. I think that's a great compliment, because I can hear his mama shouting in his shout. And because sometimes it wells up on the inside. And when you begin to think about the goodness of God and what he's done for you, and when you just begin to think about the name of Jesus, sometimes you get the can't help it. You can't help it. You got to say something. And God is to be celebrated. He's to be praised for his goodness, but he's also to be praised for his godness, which makes him good, right? So he's to be celebrated. He's to be praised. We need to praise him because of his presence. Do you realize that God is everywhere? He is omnipresent. There is nowhere that he cannot be. When he decides to go someplace, while on his way there, when he gets there, he's already arrived, but he's never left the place that he came from. And he bumps into himself on his way there, because there's nowhere he can't be. God is omnipresent, but just because God is everywhere don't mean that he can't be somewhere. He can be somewhere. And I'm thankful tonight that he can be with you. He can be with me. The omnipresent God that is all over this place, thank God he dwells on the inside of my heart. And I'm thankful that the God that is everywhere, he can be somewhere. And we need to praise him for that. And I just can't help it. I've got to praise him that he's with me. Hallelujah. Not only praise him for his presence, but praise him for his power. Think about what he was able to do just with this earth. He was able to form man out of dust of the earth. But think about this. He was able to do something with you. The world will look at you and say you're worthless and useless and hopeless. But thank God, God looked down and saw you and said, I can do something with that right there. And he did. How did he do it? Because of his power. And we need to praise him for that. But listen, your praise will never be genuine and your praise will never be authentic until you get to the point in your life where you just can't help it. And I believe I'm speaking to some folks tonight that you just got the can't help it. You've gotten to the point over the past few months. There's just some things you're tired of. You're sick and tired of. And I know there are people that aren't able to make it to the house of God. And we fully understand that. We're not disdaining you. We fully respect your decision. And God help you and God bless you and God keep you safe. I'm so thankful we had the live stream that can go out and minister to people. But some of you a few months ago just had it up to here and said, I got the can't help it. I got to get out to church. Amen. Now Peter and John, they got called into question by the religious leaders. They were asking how and why they were doing what they did. Now I think it's funny, they even said themselves, we can't deny that this was a miracle. I mean, look at the evidence. This isn't just hearsay, it's true, it's factual, it's evidence. He was standing right beside them. The man that was impotent, the man that was could not walk is now walking and leaping and praising God. We can't deny it. So if we can't deny it, we'll just try to shut them up. And when the world looks at us, when the community looks at Ribbyville Community Church, they cannot deny that God has done something wonderful and God is doing something powerful and God is doing the miraculous. When they look at your changed life, they know that God has done something miraculous. So instead of denying the miracle, what they will do is try to shut us up. And that's exactly what they're trying to do. But you know what Peter and John said when they questioned him? They said, we don't know. You know, you be the judge of it. All we're doing is saying we can't help it. We're just telling you what we've seen and what we've heard. And we gotta speak the name of Jesus. And there are some of you tonight that are just at that point. You just got the can't help us. And why do you have the can't help us? Well, it's just in Peter and John's life. Number one, you got the can't help us because God has conquered your past. He's conquered your past. People see you right now. People see you coming to church with your suit and tie and your pretty dress. People see you coming right now to church with the Bible under your arms, but they didn't see the woman and the man you used to be. That some of you used to be drug addict. Some of you used to be mean. Some of you used to be vulgar. Well, regardless of where you came from, all of us were not without sin. But I'm thankful tonight when Jesus came into our life, thank God he looked beyond all of our fault and he saw all our need, and he still came to us and he saved us and changed us and set us free. And listen, you ought to be thankful tonight that Jesus' power has conquered your past and has washed it away in his blood. Aren't you glad the woman and the man you used to be, you're not them anymore? You got to think about who's talking here. You got to think about who is presenting the gospel. You got to think about who they're talking to. This is Peter and John. Peter and John. But let me reiterate, this is post-Pentecost Peter and John. This is before God did a work in their life. Excuse me, after God did a work in their life. Because the pre-Pentecost Peter and John were different Peter and John. The pre-Pentecost Peter would take a knife, cut off your ear, and cuss you out. But post-Pentecost, Peter would say, this Jesus that you crucified, he's the one that was died and buried and rose again. He's the one that when they walked and passed through his shadow, people were healed. Post-Pentecost, Peter had power with God. And listen, he wasn't the same. And you'll never be the same once you have a Pentecostal experience. I'm talking about denomination. I'm talking about the power of God. And all of us have had a time in our life before we met Jesus Christ and God did a change in our life. Before Pentecost, John was following afar off. But after Pentecost, John was not ashamed to boldly proclaim the name of Jesus Christ. Why? Because he had conquered their past. And listen, we shouldn't be ashamed. We should stand up and say, can't help it. I can't help but thank God for taking care of my past and conquering my sin. Hallelujah. You're a new creature. You've been changed. And because of that, you become vocal. And you should be vocal in your salvation. You should be vocal in the fact. You got to can't help it. You got to say something. In fact, the Bible says in Psalm 107, let the redeemed of the Lord say. So if he's done something for you, say. If he's healed you, say. If he's saved you, say. If he's provided for you, say. Amen. He's done all that. That's just enough right there. Man, we should stand to our feet and say, let the redeemed say so. Hallelujah. Not only are you vocal because he's conquered your past, but you're visible. You're visible. Verse 13, the first portion that I read to you, it said, now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John. When they saw the boldness of Peter and John. Post-Pentecost people. That's hard to say. Say that three times fast. I even wrote it down. People that have had a change in their life because of the power of God will amaze the world. Because we shouldn't be able to do what we are doing. People look at you and I don't mean to offend him, and I hope he doesn't. But Dan Horner, a little over a year ago, no one, I don't think anyone would ever say that you after a year would be preaching as many times as you have, even be preaching, let alone as many times as you had, and God using him and God molding and making his life to be a great pastor one day. No one would have saw that. But how can we deny? You know why? Because we've seen what the power of God can do. He would say himself, I'm unlearned. He would say himself, I'm not worthy, but I know God's called me. And listen, folks, that's how you know it's God. That's how you know it's the power of God. None of us can do what we do. If it were not for the power of God, these boys couldn't get up here and sing without the power of God on their lives. Hallelujah. They're visible. And when you're visible, even the haters will begin to brag on you. When God does something special in your life, even those that hate you will begin to brag on you. Why? Because they couldn't deny that a miracle had been done. And you know what? Basically, this is me paraphrasing, saying, you know, that's pretty cool what just happened. I mean, they were conversing together and saying, man, we can't deny. I mean, that's a pretty awesome miracle right there. We can't deny it. And even the haters, when they see what God is doing in your life and what God has done and where he's brought you from, they got to look back and say, you know what? I can't help it. God's doing stuff. Something's happened to her. Something's happened to him. They're not the person they used to be. Something's going on in their life. I'll tell you what it is. It's the power of God. He's conquered our past. We got the can't help it. We got the can't help it because he's conquered our past. And secondly, because he's confirmed our perception. Confirmed our perception. Verse 20. Peter, answering the question, in verse 19 rather, it says, whether it be right in the sight of God to hearken unto you more than unto God, judge ye. For we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. If we kind of break it down a little bit, just separate the word seen and heard. The word heard means curious or curiosity. But the word seen is a confirmation. They say we heard of what God can do, but now we've seen what God can do. And our curiosity has turned to confirmation. And many of you, since you've been a child, have heard what God can do. But there was a time in your life when you saw what God could do. And your curiosity turned to confirmation. All my life, this is all I've ever known, is church. And I'm not ashamed of it. I thank God for it. And I'm reaping the benefits by what I saw tonight. But I heard my whole life from mommy and daddy as they traveled this tri-state area, singing, preaching the gospel. And I heard from their own lips how God can be a provider. I've heard from their own lips how God can be a healer. I've heard from their own lips how God can give them comfort when a child dies. I've heard from their own lips how God can take care of you when parents are sick, when your daddy dies, when your mama dies. I've heard how God can over and over and over take care of you. But when I finally grew up, all those things made me curious as to what God could do. But when I finally got out from under their roof, and when I finally got my own house, and my wife, and my kids, then I saw for myself that God could be a provider. I saw for myself that God is a healer. I saw for myself that God can comfort when parents die. I've seen for myself how God can comfort when grandparents die. I'm telling you, folks, it's not enough to be curious, but when God confirms it, when you see it for yourself, hey, I've always heard God can do great things, but now I've seen it for myself. He can do great things. I've heard He's a healer, but now I know He's a healer. I've heard He's a way maker, but now I know He's a way maker. Why? Because I've seen it for myself. Hallelujah. And some of you need to move past curiosity into confirmation. You've heard enough, and you've heard it enough, and you've heard it enough. Now it's time to see for yourself. It's time to experience what for yourself? A Pentecostal move in your heart where God can come and do a change and do a work. Hey, listen, these boys now, after feeling the presence of God like they have tonight, there are no more for this world. Nothing else in this world will satisfy. I'm telling you, you can hear it all your life. You can see other people do it. But when you see for yourself, it changes you forever. Aren't you glad for the confirmation of the Spirit of God? Hallelujah. I've heard my whole life how God can help our kids through school. But I've seen for myself how He can do it. Pray for my baby girl. Still praying for her. She ain't done yet. And I'll never get her raised. Still praying. It's a different kind of prayer. It's a different kind of prayer as they get older. Now, my son's coming up, so now he's got his driver's license, so it's a whole different kind of prayer. On the one point, you're thanking God. On the second hand, you're like, oh, dear Lord, help me. And then my third prayer is, help Mama not to have a nervous breakdown. But I've heard. But I've also seen. I've also seen. And I've heard and seen through your life how God can take care of our kids